As the summer recess nears, Congressional House Democrats are pressuring their Republican counterparts to accept the terms of the Senate corporate reform bill. Some key Republicans have balked at provisions in that bill, with investors reeling from a Wall Street sell-off that saw the Dow drop another 234 points yesterday. It's not just Democrats who want fast action from Congress. NPR's David Wellner reports.
President Bush had Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert standing at his side yesterday when he told reporters in Illinois that if they're wondering about which stocks to buy, quote, you're talking to the wrong guy. It was up to lawmakers, Mr. Bush said, to help take some uncertainty out of the market by putting in place what he called meaningful reforms.
The key is for Congress to get a bill. I talked to the Speaker about it today. He's optimistic that we will get a good bill, and I meant what I said. I'd like to see the bill on my desk prior to the recess.
Late last week, lawmakers began work on a House-Senate conference committee seeking a corporate reform bill that both chambers can agree to. Though each has already passed its own version, negotiators agreed to use the Senate bill, named after its Democratic sponsor, Paul Sarbanes, as the starting point. Republican Congressman John Boehner of Ohio is on that conference committee. Last night, he was optimistic about fast action by the House on a corporate reform bill.
I fully expect that we will come to some agreement by the week's end. And whether it's in conference or just moving the Sarbanes bill, I think both are options.
Still, the Republican chair of that conference committee, Congressman Michael Oxley, sees what he calls real issues with the Sarbanes centerpiece, an independent board to oversee an accounting industry which up to now has largely regulated itself. Oxley would not agree to be interviewed yesterday, but on Friday, he said this about the independent board.
My only concern is that it be under the aegis of the SEC, which is essentially an independent agency, but they're a governmental agency, and potentially transferring too much power to an independent board with giving them quasi-governmental powers. Conceptually, that's my hang-up with that.
Over the weekend, Oxley sent Democratic negotiators a list of problems he had with the Senate corporate reform bill. New York House Democrat John LaFalce yesterday said that list was an effort by Oxley and other Republicans to weaken reform efforts.
What Mike Oxley submitted over the weekend is a non-starter that would detract significantly from the bill that passed the Senate. And I don't think we should detract one iota from the Senate-passed bill. As a matter of fact, I think we should enhance it, and enhance it significantly.
At the same time, to turn up the political heat, LaFalce and other leading House Democrats today are starting a so-called discharge petition. By gathering 218 signatures, LaFalce says he hopes to force Speaker Hastert to allow a vote on corporate reform legislation he drew up that's similar to the Senate's bill.
And I think we're going to get almost every single Democrat to sign that discharge petition. And if we could pick up enough Republican votes, we'll be able to discharge my bills and send my bills over to the Senate.
A spokesman for Hastert last night scornfully dismissed the petition drive as a political ploy. But pressure will build as long as the conference fails to produce a compromise alternative more palatable to Republicans. As of Monday night, Oxley had called no meeting of the conference for today, and House members expect to go home for the summer this weekend. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.